if you put goodness, motivational tapes, motivational videos, motivational audios or podcasts, if you put that into your brain in the morning, it starts wiring the intention and the energy of the day to be your best self.
Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you. But it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
A lot of people right here, they want to write books, they want to be influencers, they want to be creators, and not in a disparaging way, but honestly in an honoring way, this is a hard industry. This is hard work.
It's you said this once where a lot of people think once they actually write the book, then that's the work. And I'm like, oh, I'm learning. No, that's the start. Just like you said, that's the start. Starting our morning this way, I'm right there with you. Like I sometimes show up for, you know, cause it's 7:30 my time in the morning. And so if I have a full press day, like I do today, I'm up at four for all the press prep, the hair, makeup, going, doing a walk every morning, you know, all that. And so sometimes, in the last 4 weeks we've been doing this, I arrive and I'm like, Brendan, like, good morning. And I'm like, okay. And then I say a prayer, God use me. Like, what do people, like, how can I serve? All the things I tell myself, right? I pull from that toolbox in my head and then boom, we go live. By the end though of the show, every single day, my heart is so full, and I like reading every person's comments in Instagram and Facebook, just on the things we're all going through, right? And the things that, you know, the shared experiences, the gratitude for this community we're building of people that are like-minded, that want to have joy, that want to have inspiration and want to have that boost of like, this is really a habit. I'm just going to declare right now, and I don't have the authority to do this, but I'm just going to do it anyway. I'm going to declare the Growth Day Morning Show a high performance habit.
Yes, <what I think. laughs> totally, totally. One of my mentors, Les Brown and Zig Ziglar, both said, you have to bust goodness into your ear. Well, that's my language, but they're saying if you put goodness, motivational tapes, back then, remember tapes, motivational CDs, motivational tapes, motivational videos, motivational audios or podcasts, if you put that into your brain in the morning, it starts wiring the intention and the energy of the day to be your best self. And so when you feel like being a jerk to somebody, the good news is in the morning, it was saying, hey, treat people well, be a good person, be a role model, be a leader. And you go, oh, right. That's not me. And it really, I think we all know self-talk realigns our behavior, but sometimes you need external talk to help set that trigger and set that habit and set that self-talk so that it's stronger. I had very negative self-talk for many years of my life. And then I just listened to so many dang inspirational audios and read so many inspirational books. I started thinking like that. And now I'm this annoying all the time. So,
No, it's so true. It's so true.
You guys, all these people who are on Clubhouse with us last night for 4 hours, I've been seeing Facebook sliding up for this. Thank you for joining me. I am on Clubhouse. Jamie's now on Clubhouse. We did a 4-hour session last night with our friend Craig, and Craig moderated it. And I'm telling you what, talk about goodness. This whole community on Clubhouse was just sharing high performance habits last night. And so many good ideas and so much. And after that, I had this whole page of notes of things of reminder.
No, here's what happened. So Brendan is known as, in the whole personal growth world, amongst other top level thought leaders, right? His nickname is the Godfather, just to share with everyone, right? And I've heard various versions of this. So last night, Craig was calling you the Godfather of growth. Jay Shetty just calls you the Godfather. I call you the Godfather of goodness. Everyone can feel when someone lives authentically, the way that they show up in their courses or in their, you know, on stage or whatever else. And I don't think it's just Brendan. This is just my observation and why I call you Godfather of goodness. I don't think it's just that, oh, you did these courses and you've helped everyone learn marketing. And one of the guys that spoke, which was one of many that had similar stories yesterday, saying, oh, I was at your seminar and now I do $300 million a year. All the testimonials, right? That's one thing. But a whole other thing is that you actually have like good intentions and integrity and a purity of character that is, I guess you call it role model mentality, but everyone else sees that in the space. And I remember, so it's not that you show up for other people. It's also that you always do the right thing. You know what I mean? And I think that's super rare to meet people that live that way, that live in that alignment, to use your word. And I think that's also why so many people do things like last night, like Craig Clemens throwing you a huge Clubhouse launch party that thousands of people show up, right? And that was
Craig
all
Clemens, shout out, brother. You. But I think it's cool. I think it's be awesome. And I wanted to jump to topic this week is Confidence Week. And I think this is a big one, Confidence Week. Okay, because I really want you to talk about high performance habits. You have interviews today. And I know lots of our people here, they go live or they have to do that post or they have to show that video or they have to take that important call. How do you prepare? Because confidence is a lot about preparation, getting yourself in the right place to serve. How do you get in a good place to knock out these interviews today?
So for me, it's a lot about the topic of, actually, Joel Osteen said this best, that what we say after the words I am change our whole life, change our day, change our moment, right? In this season, I haven't worked this hard in many, many, many years. And I worked hard for a lot of years.
So hard.
I have not worked so hard in this book launch. I mean, it's 20-hour days, 7 days a week right now. It's a lot. And I'm so grateful. I'm doing it because I believe in every ounce of my being this book is going to bless so many people. There are so many people that need to reignite their own belief in themselves again.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm intentionally donating 100% of the proceeds and my author royalties to causes I believe in, because that actually gives me an extra boost of energy as
that's
well.
That's motivation. That's a drive. Yeah. Show up for other people is a big part of confidence.
Yeah. And I think a really big part of confidence for every single person is starting that to be truly mindful of what are those words we say after the words I am, right? To use it, to say it the way that Joel Osteen so beautifully said it. And what I mean by that is what we focus on magnifies, right? What we put out there is what we pay attention to. And so to build confidence, to go into a day like today with four interviews. And by the way, my very last show today at the very end of the day is Jay Shetty's show.
Oh yeah, Jay. We love Jay.
It's great. Although I'm doing four shows first, I'm like, I have to be, you heard me on Clubhouse last night. I was a mess. I was like, so I'm like, okay, you know, I got to pray for it, that I'm articulate and I can serve his community and add value. And so one thing I've been doing, just to share, but this can be every day in your life, whether you have a book launching or you are just trying to figure out how to feel the day more and feel more joy, is just starting to really be mindful about what are those words we say after I am. And what I mean by that is I am so tempted and I catch myself saying, I'm so tired. I'm so tired. But it's like,
Exhausted. I'm stressed. I'm overwhelmed.
Yes.
I can't handle it. I am unworthy. I am ugly. I am like all these things we say to ourselves.
And those words have power, right? And those words take on a life. And part of optimizing my own energy and my own confidence in this process, because by the way, as a first-time author pouring every ounce of my being into this book, I'm also tempted to have thoughts like, oh, I'm not qualified to be an author. All the thoughts that we think, right? Our inner critic. And it's like, okay, you got it. Like, I'm trying to be mindful of every time I have a thought like that, replacing it with something that is true that I need to focus on.
I hope you all hear this. It's like so many of you think one day this, like the negative self-talk or whispers goes away. Mm-hmm. If it was going to go away, it would go away for Jamie Kern Lee, but she's achieved everything. So it's like, okay, you have to go. She's like so many things people strive for, you know, from family to wealth, to impact, to goodness, to living in your values. But even if you're a good person, and you all are good persons, or you wouldn't show up for personal development. Good people show up for personal development, right? And the challenge is, you know, who was it who told me? I think it was Earl Nightingale who originally said, your ultimate problem is that you think you shouldn't have any. Mm. It's like, you're always going to have problems. You're always going to have negative self-talk. It's learning to react better to that, to adapt better to that, to set an intention that is stronger and higher than that. So when the negative self-talk comes up, your purpose, your mission, your identity of what you've believed in your prefrontal cortex, which is you consciously decided upon it. So when this unconscious or that physical emotion or that, you know, impulsive negativity comes up and smacks you in the back of the head, your prefrontal left cortex has designed and said to yourself so many times consciously the truth, that the truth of your consciousness goes, hey, I hear you making noise, but you don't get the floor right now. We have things to do. You don't get the floor right now because I don't like what you're saying and I know it not to be true. So you consciously program yourself so many times with personal development over and over and over and over again that when the noise comes up, you're more able to battle it back and grab on to that pull of your truth. Grab on to your pull of your destiny, of your greatness, of the things you've conditioned that I am this, you know, I am capable, I am worthy, I am ready, I am willing, I'm a hard worker, I care. All these things we've said to ourselves over and over and over again, bam, we're pulled in that direction because we put it in our brain so many times.
And it's so easy to stop doing that, to forget to do that, to not do that. And I think that's really important because the words we tell ourselves about ourselves are just they're like the most powerful words, right? And so, you know, if you think about even just, and Brendan, you're in such a level of intentionality with what you do with your high performance planner, with all of this stuff, right?
I have to, otherwise I'm a hot mess all day. Like, geez.
For regular people like me. But seriously, I'm just being super real. I have loved personal growth since as long as I can remember. You know, I would save my Denny's tip money when I was a waitress to buy personal growth tapes, right? Like, I love it. I love it so much. Yet even me, every single day, someone who loves personal growth, I still, if I don't pay attention, I will still default to the words I say after I am, like, and even in my own head, like, oh, I'm so tired. Oh, I, you know, all the things. And it's like, okay, to just today even say, what words am I saying to myself or to someone else after I say I am? And just pay attention to it for a minute, because it is so easy to say words that don't serve ourselves, right? And to your point, getting in this habit of replacing those words with I am, you know, grateful, or I am hardworking, or I am a really good cook of Kraft macaroni and cheese, or yes, I am, you know what I'm saying? Like, those are the things we need to put in our heads, yes, over and over and over. But we're so busy that it's so easy to not even realize and just to default to this commonality of human connection, frankly, because think about it, when we connect with so many people, especially in the people in our lives who we love, but don't have an interest in growth.
Yes.
We connect through them so often with things that don't serve us, like, oh, I'm this or that, or this problem happened, right? So it's really just like, okay, to take ourselves up to that next level of joy, of growth, of purpose, of everything else, those words, after we say the words I am,
they matter.
Game changer. Yeah.
Game changer. And this is why, this is why Jamie and I are both super passionate about Growth Day. I know we have a lot of members new to the community. I'm watching the comments. If you're not a member of Growth Day, please just go to growthday.com, just growthday.com, because for less than $1 a day for the whole year, you get the best personal development trainers training you and teaching you live, and you get the replays. But here's what's cool, that most people, like, when you're in Growth Day, you can also play that, those replays, or watch it live with your family and with the kids. And I bring this up specifically because that I am part, that negative self-talk,
yeah,
you know when that is formed? That is formed, that self-talk is ingrained for 20 years of people's lives, on average, 27 years of people's lives before they engage in personal development. So the vast majority of the world, we have this data, the vast majority of the world does not consume, buy, or purchase any personal development until they are 27 years old. Now, you and I had the blessing, we were earlier than that. We were like young and hustling and listening to, like, you know, Wayne Dyer, or Tony Robbins, or all, you know, Deepak, yeah, or Earl Nightingale, or the greats like Ziggs and everybody, right? So we were early. But for most people, for 27 years, their self-talk has put a groove in their brain. It's like carved an unconscious pattern of talk for 27 years on average. And then here's the sad part. Only 2% of the world engages in personal development. That means that 27 is when most people start, but only 2% start. So most people suffer throughout their 30s from the grooves they set in their teens and 20s. So they suffer in their 30s because they don't engage personal development. They don't realize there's another level for them. They don't realize they can release the pain and release the self-talk. They don't realize that there's strategies to improve their relationships or build wealth or take care of their body. And then it gets so bad, bam, the next highest level of personal development happens between 38 and 42, sometimes called midlife crises. All of a sudden, it's like, this is so bad, I have to figure out. Now it's a wound they have to fix because they didn't engage early. And I only bring that up, not to judge, but to say to you all, sign up for Growth Day, because you can also be playing this for your kids to set that groove in their brain early. Or maybe you got a teenager, or you got someone in college in your household right now at taking school from home. What if for, you know, 1 hour or 2 hours a week, they were in Growth Day Live with me and the best personal development trainers, diversity from around the country and around the world from different backgrounds sharing personal development and psychological advice. And now that groove starts getting set. And so, you know what? Because it's hard to overcome later if you don't set the right groove early on. So stick to your personal development, listen to your podcast, be in Growth Day, share that with your family. And I think it just makes a difference for the next generation in a big way. That's why I'm passionate about it. So please go to growthday.com, get yourself signed up if you want to join us today. Jamie, thank you for the morning session. I'm fired up. Go serve today. Yes. Good luck with your interviews. Bring the joy. You're stronger than you think. Trust in yourself. The future is better than you think. Really believe in that. Grab hold of that compelling vision for yourself, for your family, for what's possible. Be inspired that tomorrow you can change, because every day it's a good day to grow.
Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me, or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video. And you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out.